We were designed to hunger for the deep things of God, to thrive on faith and wonder, to seek out divine wisdom that defies human logic. We were designed to unlock the mysteries of God. This is Breathing Underwater. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 57. I am Margot. I'm the host of this podcast, and I love being the host of this podcast because it is my great delight to talk about God's voice in our night dreams, to help guide and encourage and give you tools and skills to better understand God's voice to you in your night dreams. But not just in that, I love to talk about this deeper life of what it really means to follow Jesus. I love to run after everything that he has paid for us, meaning freedom, meaning gifts, meaning a fulfilling life and even deeper intimacy with God. And I love to lead those of you who are hungry as well. So if you are hungry, you are in the right place. It makes me think of Isaiah 55. Come all who are thirsty, come to the waters, come buy and eat, you who have no food, listen to what is good. And that is my heart for this podcast, is this would be a wellspring, really, of life for you. That if you are hungry and thirsty for more understanding about God and his voice and the deeper things of the Spirit and the deeper Christian life, that this would be a place that you would be being fed, that you would be feeling more satiated. And even in that, sparking even more hunger, because that's what happens, right? It's like you get that feeling of feeling so fed, and then you just want more. You want more of the rich and decadent food. So it is my heart that that is what this show offers and what this place is for you. If this is your first time joining, you will see that I'm going to use a lot of Christian symbolism. I'm going to talk a lot about scripture and the Bible and my personal relationship with Jesus because this is my framework. But I want to tell you, if you are not of the same belief system, it is okay because these same principles are going to apply to your dreams because you are also hearing from God. Whether you even know you are or not, or you personally know him yet, you are hearing from him in your dreams now. I guarantee you. Yep, that's a big thing to guarantee, but I do guarantee it because that is who he is, and he uses every opportunity to talk to his children. Even when we don't know him yet, he's pursuing us. So today in episode 57, we're going to continue the conversation on our dream life. But today specifically, I felt like let's talk about the people in our dreams. I have found that discerning and interpreting the people in my own dreams especially can be one of the hardest things for me to do, and is one of the hardest things for those that I teach and lead and coach to do as well. Because when a dream is so personal and the people involved are so personal and closely related, we can get very stuck in a literal interpretation for our dreams. Now, literal interpretations absolutely happen. Please hear me. We have literal dreams. We have literal parts to our dreams. Sometimes the people in your dreams are literal. Yes, yes, yes. However, I would say the majority of the time, your dreams are symbolic. And the majority of the time, the people in your dreams are symbolic. So I find, even if we find out that they're literal, that's great. But let's learn to default to, firstly, interpreting the people and the places and the things, the elements of the dream as symbolism first. Because then if the symbolism doesn't fit, if it doesn't work to make it a symbolic type of interpretation, then, hey, it's probably literal. Where the other way around, when we're taking it very literally, that can cause more problems than if we are erring on symbolism first, okay? And I would do this the same with the people that show up in your dreams. Even if you know them, you're well acquainted with them, they're a spouse, they're a parent, they're a sibling, they're a coworker, they're someone that you're interacting with a lot on the daily. It's easy to think, oh, literally, it's about them. It's about there in my relationship in this dream? Of course it is. And it very well might be. But what if it's not? And what if you're interpreting it that literally and there's actually something symbolic happening there? Today we're going to talk about a couple different groups of people that probably show up in our dreams. And the first one we're going to talk about is family members and what the different members of our family can often represent in our dreams and how to discern that. We're also going to talk about church leaders, people in authority, maybe even someone famous showing up in your dream, or people in authority like the president or a governor or something showing up in your dream. I'm going to give some of the common symbol interpretations for those just as examples and then help you know how to discern in your own dreams through your own relationship with the spirit who these people are and what they might represent. So let's get started. Let's start with family members because this one is probably pretty common. We're talking about dad or mom or brother or sister or cousin or stepmother or any of that jazz, okay? And there's can be a lot of different interpretations for these people based on your relationship with them and maybe where your relationship has been or is. If you've had a really hard relationship with that person, it might have a different tone in your dream, right, than if you're very close and intertwined with that person. However, what I'm going to give you are some of the most common interpretations for these people in your dream, and you get to discern if it fits for you. We are going to start with father or grandfather showing up in your dream. Symbolically, your father or grandfather is probably going to represent, if we're looking at the Godhead, Father God. That's probably a pretty obvious correlation, but you'd be surprised how much it's missed. And I think because we forget that also the vast majority of our dreams are about us, that we start to think they're about other people or maybe a different area of life or something outside of us. But most of our dreams are about us. God is speaking to us about what's intimately close to us and tied to our heart, what we're praying about, what we're asking about, what we're waiting for. Maybe a question that we have in our mind that we haven't even asked him yet. He might be answering that. So when we see a father or a grandfather, it's easy to go, oh, that must be my literal dad. But the father will often represent the Father, Father God, because God is so present. So what I would have you do is go back to those dreams where your dad is in the dream and try to interpret it with that being the Father. Does that work in that context? Does it line up with the other symbols? Now, if he doesn't represent Father God, he could be, of course, your actual father, your literal father, but he could also have something more to do with what does his name mean? So my dad's name is Daniel. So if my dad shows up in a dream, then it is likely that it's Father God represented in the dream. But if it's not, it might be my literal dad, something that's going on with my father. But if that's also not right, I'm going to ask, what does his name mean? And his name is Daniel. And Daniel means God is my judge. And so that I know God has been using that name with me because it is speaking to God's justice in my life. So in certain contextual dreams, when my dad shows up, I know it's Father God, but Father God as a God of justice. Isn't that cool? Okay. With a mother or a grandmother in a dream, and we're talking about the Godhead again, that is going to represent Holy Spirit. Now, Holy Spirit is often portrayed, if he's personified, as female. And that is probably most likely because a lot of the traits associated with the Holy Spirit are, quote unquote, more feminine, meaning nurture, comfort, helper, right? So he shows up in times in our dreams in the form of mother or grandmother. But if it is not actually the Holy Spirit, it might be speaking of your literal mother or grandmother, but also what does their name mean? There we go again. What does their name mean? Could God be using that to speak to you? And then what about a brother? We're going to keep it in the Godhead here. Our brother can often represent Jesus in our dream Because Romans 8:29 says, "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers." Jesus, the firstborn among many brothers, which is us. We're his brother. He's our brother. It also says in Hebrews 2:11, "For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one source." That is why he, Jesus, is not ashamed to call them brothers. That's us. We're brothers, okay? So that is one of the reasons that Christ can represent a brother, or our brother can represent Christ, rather, in our dreams. Now, if that kind of doesn't fit, then we're going to ask the same question. Okay, is it our actual literal brother, or what does his name mean, right? We'll always ask those questions. It could also be maybe a brother in Christ, or a really close friend who feels like a brother to you. Maybe that's what he represents. Sisters in dreams. Okay, this one is a fun one. This one happens to me a lot because I have a sister that I'm very close with. And sisters can represent wisdom. One of the things they represent is wisdom. And this comes from Proverbs 7:4, where it says, "Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call insight your intimate friend." So if you are having a dream with your sister in it, she could be literally your sister, or it could be speaking about wisdom. You are with wisdom in your dream. Or what does her name mean? There we go again. Something that I have also found that I like to try on, honestly, when I'm interpreting any person in my dreams, but I have seen it the most consistent when it's my sister, because she and I are really close, is what if this person is actually representing a part of me? What is that person doing? What is their interaction with me? What is their thought on this in the dream? What's their belief system on this in the dream? So as an example, I actually have a lot of dreams with my sister in it, and sometimes she is wisdom, and sometimes she is herself. And sometimes I know that she's a part of me because my sister is much more analytical and logical, and I would say naturally left-brained than I am. She's definitely balanced, but she has a little more of a bent towards that, where I have a little bit more of a bent towards the right brain, okay? So when she shows up in my dream and I know she's a part of me, it is speaking to that more rational part of me, that more logical, left-brained part of me in the dream. She could also be representing a really close friend who's female. Okay, there's always that. So let's talk a little bit about outside of the family now. We're going to talk about pastors or church leaders in some way, because especially those of us who are involved in the church or have been at some point, those people will show up in our dreams because they've probably had an impact on our life in some way, hopefully in a good way, but sometimes not so much in a good way. You dreaming about your pastor or your church leader or another pastor that you may know of, or maybe a more well-known leader or something in the global church, is to remember firstly that they're probably not literal. I know people who will come to me with dreams where they are actually like at this famous pastor's house. I hate the word famous. This well-known pastor's house, or this very well-known evangelist comes to them and gives them something. And it's like, oh, is that really going to happen in real life? Like, am I waiting for this invitation to be at this person's house? Listen, I think that can totally happen. God can do anything. He's so creative and miracles happen all the time. But I think it is probably symbolic, because God speaks in symbolism so much. And there's so much more I could say on that. I mean, just read scripture, listen to Jesus's teachings, look at all of the imagery. There is so much symbolism. But because he speaks mostly that way, it's safest for us to default to that. So a pastor could be speaking again to Jesus in your dream, because we know that Jesus is our shepherd and pastors are shepherds. If it's a well-known church leader who maybe has a prophetic gift, then maybe that's talking about the prophetic or the prophetic gift, okay, or prophetic leadership, and they're a place of leadership. Maybe there's a church leader who has been very fatherly to you or has held a father kind of role, and that person might be representing the father in the dream. I'm going to give you an example of this one because I just interpreted a dream the other day where this individual in the dream had interaction with two big church leaders. One of the leaders was Chris Gore in the dream. You may or may not know who he is. He is a well-known apostle type man who has a call to healing ministry, healing and miracles, and has run healing rooms and has traveled to do healing conferences, etc. And the other man in the room was Bill Johnson, who is a senior pastor of a very large church and is also very well known for healing and miracles and going after those things. So in the dream, something happened, but basically Chris Gore was giving a word or counsel, was speaking to this person in the dream. And he wanted to know, who or what does Chris Gore represent? And who or what does Bill Johnson mean in this dream? He had a sense, this is probably not literal. I'm probably not going to be in a room with both of these people. Although, let's just say, that definitely could happen. Because I know who Chris Gore is and that he is called to this healing ministry, and that is actually something that he is anointed in. And I also know that Bill Johnson carry something similar, that I recognize the pattern of the healing and miracles thing, okay? But then I know that Bill Johnson probably represented the father in the dream because he has that kind of way. He is definitely like a church father. And Chris Gore, when I went to look up his name, see, I even looked up Christopher, which means he was like Christ, I started to realize, oh, I think it's Jesus and the Father are both in this dream with this man, and the message is one of healing and miracles. So I got kind of the overarching point of the dream had to do with healing because I know what both of those men are called to and what their gifts are, but I also recognized that they represented people of the Godhead. What if you have a dream about a celebrity? Or someone that, yeah, is in the limelight a lot. Again, probably not literal that you're going to meet them or be having a sandwich with them or inviting them into your home or whatever was happening in the dream, but they're probably symbolizing something. So think about this famous person that's in your dream. What are their gifts? What are they good at? What is their industry? How does that resonate with you? Is that something that you feel called to as well? Is that something you're good at? Is that something you love? Because God is probably speaking about that part of your gift, that part of your calling. If that doesn't fit, ask yourself, what does their name mean? We're going to look up the meaning of their name to see if that is resonant either, all right? So here is an example of one that I had about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago. It was actually before he passed away. I had a dream that Matthew Perry showed up at my house and said that God wanted to give a blessing of fruitfulness to my home. That was it. Matthew Perry shows up at my house and says to me, God wants to give you a blessing of fruitfulness to your home. So I journaled the dream and I'm thinking, Matthew Perry, that feels so random. I don't really know anything about him except for he played Chandler on Friends, right? And of course, I loved that show. So I start to think symbolically, okay, well, what would Chandler mean to me? And honestly, I just wasn't really coming up with anything. He didn't have a particular resonance with me. So I looked up his name. Okay, Matthew. Matthew means gift of God. Okay, that's already starting to make a little more sense because gift of God shows up to say, I want to bless your house with fruitfulness. Okay, there's that. But then Perry, his last name actually means of the pear tree, P-E-A-R. Well, it just so happens that God has been using P-E-A-R, pear, as a play on words for P-A-I-R, pear, for me and my promise of marriage and family. Pear, pear. See the correlation? So the gift of God of the pear tree is wanting to bless my home with fruitfulness. And there's also that play on words with the fruit. Okay, we've got a double fruit thing with the pear tree and the fruitfulness. So now I'm starting to go, okay, God wants to bless my home with the fulfillment of this promise, this gift from God that I have been waiting for a really long time. But wait, there's more. So I do just a little more research on Matthew Perry. I really don't know anything about him, except I start to read that he's not only an actor, but he's also a writer and a producer. And then that just resonates even more deeply because what God has been doing in my life, specifically in media with podcasting, but even some prophetic things to come, has been talking about just those very things. So it feels like that is also a part of the blessing of fruitfulness on my house as a producer, as an actress, as a speaker, as someone who is in that kind of realm. Does that make sense? Now, I didn't get that right off the bat. I was like, what in the heck? But instead of going, oh, that's weird, I was probably watching Friends a couple nights ago, which I was not, or going, oh, that, why would Matthew Perry? That's an odd dream. I'm just going to toss that. I leaned in and said, okay, you, Lord, allowed Matthew Perry to be the image in this dream for a reason. Why? And I just got curious. So let's talk a little bit more about other people that can show up in our dreams. Let's talk about people in authority, specifically law enforcement or firemen. If those are coming up in your dream, this is talking about spiritual authority. Oftentimes it's the angelic or positive or negative angelic, right? Because we know that the demonic realm is also angelic. They are the dark side of the angels. So this is going to be speaking of that kind of authority, spiritual authority. So what was happening in the dream? If you're getting pulled over by a policeman and arrested and brought into jail, okay, obviously that isn't positive, but I would start saying, okay, is there, this has actually happened to me, is there a spiritual law that I broke? Is there something that I'm doing or not recognizing that I did where there's actually a legal right in the spirit for me to be called out? God is so kind, especially if we're going the wrong way or we're harboring something that we don't know about. He's going to talk about it. And so sometimes he does that in dreams. Often he does that in dreams because we're a captive audience, right? So in this case, when I did have a dream that I was being brought into prison and there were these law enforcement people that were carrying me in there, it was kind of scary, but I recognized when I woke up, okay, where have I crossed a line? And God started to talk to me about bitterness. I had this kind of bitterness that I was harboring towards these people in this situation. And if you know scripture, Jesus gives us the parable of the jailer, where the man who didn't offer forgiveness after he was forgiven was handed over to the jailers. I knew that parable and I recognized, ooh, I think there may be some unforgiveness there. I dealt with it. Done. Done deal. But God, in his loving fatherness, showed me that so that I wasn't actually feeling that kind of imprisonment and bondage internally because of the bitterness, right? He corrected me like a loving dad would do. Didn't condemn me, corrected me, showed me how to get out of there because he doesn't want me there. He doesn't want us in that place. Now, let's do the flip side. If you've had a dream where you're in a bind or something's going on and a policeman shows up and helps you out, tows your car, a fireman comes and puts out the fire, that's really positive. That's just showing that God's angels are there to help you get out of sticky situations, or they're there to protect you and save you, right? Like law enforcement is meant to do. What about if you are dreaming about the president or your governor or people in that kind of governing authority? Often this is going to represent governing authorities, right? Now that's probably spiritual if we're talking about governing authorities. Again, it's principalities and powers. Okay, God might be giving you insight into that for intercession. It might also be literally them. If you have a dream about the president, it might actually be something literally about them. Probably God wants you to pray, or God wants you to see something so that you can bless them and partner with him, or the same for your governor. Because scripture tells us that all that have been put in authority have been put in authority by God. And sometimes that's really hard to swallow, right? But that's what scripture says. So even if we don't like that person or agree with what's going on there, scripture still tells us to pray for them. To pray for them. So God will give us dreams about the leaders in our nations and in our lives to pray for them. I have a good example here. I interpreted a dream the other day where this gal had a dream about the president, and she basically saw him receiving life, basically being transformed internally and transformed in his heart. And so she was interpreting it as intercession because God wanted to do a work in this man's heart and establish him to actually lead our nation in the right direction. And I resonated. I thought that that was also the interpretation for the dream, that it was literal, partly because she shared that she has been an intercessor for our American government for over 40 years. So she's going to have more literal dreams about this probably. However, I also offered to her that this president, if it is not him literally, this could just be representing America's future or American leadership and God's desire to transform our leadership, to transform our future, okay? So you can also look at it symbolically, and you really can't lose. Because if it is literal, you can pray for that person. And if it isn't in symbolic, you can still pray for that and partner with that. I'm hoping that this was really helpful for you today. I find that so many people come to me with dreams and get really snagged up on the people in the dreams. So just as a reminder, we're going to go through this again. It is the safest to look at the things in your dream and your dreams as symbols, okay? Start with that. If that is just not working and it is not coming together and you're not feeling the click or the resonance, then I would ask, okay, is this literal? Are these people literal in my dream? But it's kind of a muscle that you have to learn to exercise, is to not just default into that literal mode all the time and to ask the question, is this one of the Godhead? Is this the Father? Is this the Holy Spirit? Is this Jesus? Does this person represent a part of myself? That can even happen in, you know, the Matthew Perry thing. Like, that could also be speaking to the part of me that's called to entertainment, that's called to media, right? So there wasn't a whole lot that happened in that dream except for him showing up at my house. So that doesn't quite fit the same way. But try that on in the different scenarios in your dreams. That might just give you a whole nother layer of insight, a whole nother perception of the interpretation of the dream. And really, just a depth comes out of this when you start to recognize how much the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are showing up in your dreams. Gosh, I just love him for that. Okay, everybody, if you have questions, please don't hesitate to shoot me an email. I am still taking email dreams. If you have dreams you want interpreted, my email address is in the show notes at the end. Send me an email and I will interpret it live on the podcast. Don't forget to rate the podcast as well. It helps so much to get this message out to the people that God wants to receive it. The more we have ratings, the more it does something with the algorithms, and so it comes more to the surface. I would really appreciate that if you just take a minute right now, as soon as you push end, that you pop on there and give a quick rating. Thank you so much. Love to you all, and happy, happy dreaming.